You're with us tonight. Good to see each one of you, and we have some visiting as well, and we're thankful for your presence also. We're going to be looking at just a few verses tonight from the book of John. Toward the end of chapter 13, Jesus had spoken concerning some things that were going to happen. This was near the end of his ministry and his prophecy or his prediction of the betrayal and also of Jesus, or rather Peter's denial of him, was a troubling thing to his disciples, to his followers. And as he speaks about these things, notice in verse 36, Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." And Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times." Jesus had indicated to them that he would soon be departing from them. This was a concerning thing to his apostles because they had been laboring together with him. They were looking up to him. They were followers of him. They were learning so much. And they no doubt felt, we have so much to learn. There is so much that we need to know. And yet, it's not long before he's going to be leaving them. And there will be a parting of ways. Jesus will go on. His followers will be left to fulfill the work that he had prepared for them. And yet, he continues this thought in chapter 14, where he comforts them with the knowledge of something to come. And this is a beautiful thought to all of us. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So in these first three verses, though their hearts are somewhat concerned about what Jesus has spoken to them, he seeks to alleviate their concern and says, "You really have nothing to worry about. There's good things coming. I'm going, I'm leaving, but I'm going for a good purpose. I'm going to prepare a place for us to be together one day. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." They believed in the Father. They had served him. They were people of covenant and had kept the covenant of God. These were faithful Jews who had served him. And now he says, "Have the same faith in me." And of course, we know that they did believe on him. They knew who he was. They had put their faith and trust in Jesus. They had seen his miracles. Peter had made the confession, as we read in Matthew chapter 16, of his conviction that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And here then, Jesus speaks about what he is preparing for them. In this life, there are times of separation. There are times of departure. We may lose loved ones to death. We may grieve over their loss, or we may anticipate that because they are with illness. There are times when we have to part ways with those whom we love, and we understand the sadness of those times, and yet the beauty of what God tells us here is that there is a place that we'll all be united together one day because of what Jesus has done for us. First of all, he gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins, making possible our redemption, our eternal hope. But beyond that, there is the awareness that we now have through Scripture and what Jesus revealed, that there's a place of rest waiting for us. If we leave this life, we'll go to that place. And who will we be with? All of those who've already gone on before us, who have in like manner walked with God and then faithfully served him, and then at the end of life, been added to that number in that place called paradise. Those who are in paradise are awaiting, however, the final day, the day of judgment, where all who are in that place will be brought forth, and then those who are alive and remain on this earth, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, will be united together. Those who will come with him, those who are going to be resurrected, and all together with him forevermore. So you have the angels, faithful servants of God. You have the human beings, the faithful servants of God of this earthly life. And we have the picture of all of us together, servants of God of heaven and on earth. We're going to be together in that place of reward. As we live our lives on this earth, it's key for us to remember that the heavenly home prepared for us is a part of that future hope and reward. In the meantime, this life is filled with labor and diligence and the fulfillment of what God has given us to do in this life. We need to think about day to day, the servants that we're to be, the work that we're to be doing, anticipating the future time of reward and the future time of being back together, reunion with those whom we love. We're about to lose some who are near and dear to our hearts, but there is again that blessed hope of being together on this earth a few times, perhaps in the future, but also we know that which awaits us in the end. God, because he is such a loving God, has given us such great hope through his Son. And tonight, if you're not a part of the family that is blessed to be called by the name of that Son, Jesus Christ, as we wear the name Christians, you can turn your heart to God in faith. Believing what? Having faith that Jesus Christ is in fact the Son of God, that he's a Savior of the world, that he is the one that will enable us to have those sins completely washed away by his blood. But of course, the initial conviction of the heart filled with faith in the Son of God must be followed by a determination to do what God says, including turning away from sin. We cannot continue to live according to the ways of the world or according to our own wishes. We must instead follow God and forsake sin. That's the idea of repentance. And we must be dedicated to living that kind of life. Furthermore, there's the confession of faith in Jesus Christ, that we believe he's the Son of God. And the act of baptism, wherein the Son's blood is applied to our souls, and we are cleansed from that sin and enabled to then be white as snow, living before God in purity and holiness, a separated people, and now walking with him each day, struggling in this world, but having success because we have God helping us. He hasn't forsaken us. And in the process, we will learn, we will grow, we will stumble at times, but we have that means by which we can be reconciled to God, confessing our sins and then being reunited spiritually with God because we've turned from them. Tonight, if you need to respond to God's invitation, he invites you to come to become a child of his or to be restored if that's your need as we stand and sing.